Seamus Campbell, a very good morning to you.
Hi, Greg. Good morning to you.
Great to chat to you. Now, for those who don't know, you're the Regional Development Officer for Special Olympics Ireland. And in terms of fundraising, Friday the 22nd of April is my birthday, but more importantly, it is the big one, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our National Collection Day. It's our biggest fundraising effort each year, and it's been going on now for 6 or 7 years, and very, very successful. It takes a bit of work, but we're looking forward to it now, and we're hopefully we'll get a good day and get plenty of volunteers out to help.
Special Olympics Ireland, a superb organisation, and it is so because of the generosity of people who donate with the money, and of course people who donate with their time.
Yeah, most importantly, the time, Greg. We have all around the country, we have about 360 clubs. You know, and those clubs wouldn't run. These are the community clubs in the main, and they wouldn't run unless you had the volunteers that are going to come and week in, week out, and organise the activities for our athletes. You know, so the volunteers are key to Special Olympics. There's no doubt about it.
So, what form does this annual fundraising event take, Seamus?
Yeah, well, we have the permit. We collect for the whole day. Sometimes people do little fundraising efforts in conjunction with the collection day. But in the main, we would have we start usually around about 8 o'clock in the morning this next Friday, and we'll shake buckets or we'll anywhere we think we'll get a few euro, we'll try to gather it up, and it goes right on into the evening. In Donegal alone, we will have 10 different towns where we'll have volunteers going out and shaking the buckets during the day. So, you know, the appeal, I suppose, Greg, is to try to get as many helpers. Even if people can only give an hour or a couple of hours, that would just be fantastic. That's really what we're looking for.
Yeah, because you need the numbers out there, don't you? You need the people on the street. How many people are you looking for at this stage, or is it cases the more the merrier?
Well, the more the merrier. You're never going to have too many people, you know. And it's good for people, you know, if you, like, I'm from Donegal Town myself, and if you get people locally that know people that are standing on the corner with a bucket, they'll come and they'll throw a few euro in. You know, it's great to have as many of the local people in the towns out. So the more the merrier. You know, I've heard them say that, you know, we're looking for at least 100, but, you know, in Donegal alone, we have about 30 that come out every year. You know, so like a couple of hundred, you know, scattered around the towns. Like, we could never have too many.
And every penny counts, because just some of the statistics, 9,100 athletes take part in 50 sports and 360 clubs around Ireland all year. I mean, for the most part, you know, all the equipment and organisation and the, you know, various locations or halls, what you need, that all has to be paid for somehow.
Yeah, but absolutely. You know, running the events, like, this money, this is a national collection, but this money all trickles back down into the regions. Our region is Ulster, into the areas, and back then down into the clubs. You know, we set up there's a grant system where clubs are starting up. They can get some monies to get going if they need some monies to help them pay for buses, to hire halls. You know, and running the events. You know, this is year one of a 4-year cycle, and we will have all our area events on this year. You know. So we'll have area games and athletics, swimming, basketball, bocce, all the events. And so it takes quite a bit of money, and it's through fundraising that we achieve all this. Greg,
You know, it's lifted the spirits, the success we had when our 88 athletes took part in the World Games in Los Angeles last year, 82 medal haul. What is the situation this year in terms of competition, generally speaking?
Yeah, this year now, last year was our World Summer Games, so that was year four of a 4-year cycle. We're back into year one now, so we've got area games this year, so there'll be area events all over the place this year, next year regional events and so on. But what our focus, I suppose, now at the minute is for next year, 2017, we have our World Winter Games, and they're on in Austria next year. Now, we don't have any Donegal athletes, but we have a few athletes from Ulster that are skiing. We have two floorball teams taking part. So, you know, that's sort of the focus on a world level. But I think, Greg, in the main, you know, the most important thing in Special Olympics is the club, is where the athletes go week in, week out. You know, only a certain amount will ever get to compete in a World Games, like last year in Los Angeles, where we had Oliver Doherty, the golfer, and Patrick Quinlivan from Letterkenny, who went and did so well. You know, but only a small amount will achieve or qualify for that. Whereas every week in, week out, we have athletes, whether it's in Burtonport or whether it's in Ballyshannon or wherever they're going, that's their World Games, and they're out competing to do the best that they can, you know. So that's really where our focus is, is the clubs that go on every week.
Now, if people want to get involved in helping with the collection, just remind us of how they can register or what's the process there.
Yes, very simple, really. Just the way we do it is you just log on to our website, www.specialolympics.ie, and /collection day. And that will show you where your local town is, that maybe you might be able to help out, and log on there, and the word will get out then to the organiser that area, you know. I could give a mobile number. Would that be any help as well, Greg?
Yeah, go ahead, and we'll keep it here so people might remember our number a bit easier, but go ahead, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, my number is 087-2395-101.
Okay, that's superb. And just finally, because it is such a worthy cause, there are people maybe who can't get involved with the volunteering, who may not be out and about on the day in question, but they'd like to help out a little bit. Is there a way through a mobile phone or a text that people can donate if they wish?
There sure is, Greg. Thanks for reminding me about that. If you feel like donating €2, you just text special, the word special, SPECIIL, to 5300. So special to 5300.